Before I get started, I'd like to say, I thought the fans were outstanding today. They sat in the coldest game in Vikings history. They were loud. They were educated. I thought they did a great job. It's disappointing that we lost today. I thought we played well enough to win. This team has a lot of fight, a lot of heart. I've probably never been more proud of a football team than I am this team. The way they worked all year long, the way they fought, the way they competed, the way they, the intelligence that they played with, the way they worked. And it's unfortunate that we lost and don't have a chance to continue to move forward. But regardless of what people think and regardless of how they think we play, we're a good football team. Questions?
You talk about changing the culture of this football team. Is part of changing the culture overcoming these obstacles, overcoming the here-we-go-again theory?
I never felt like there was any here-we-go-again today. I mean, we missed a field goal. We lost the game. Other than that, they hit a kind of a freaky, fluky play. We played great on defense all day. We did a good job in the running game. We did a good job on the quarterback. We missed a chip shot field goal. So, it's life.
On the field goal, was there anything that you saw? Was the snap fine? Was everything fine? Was it just one of those things? Or
snap maybe was a little high. But it's a chip shot. He's got to make it.
Makes three big kicks to kind of get you in that position, and then
no, I have not said anything.
On the busted play you talked about.
On the what? Busted play.
The busted play to lock it. I mean, what are the players supposed to do there when the ball hits the ground? Are they technically?
Well, we're
to
in a blitz, so they shouldn't blitz. But guy made a good play, and then the receivers got open. I mean, he juked a guy, I guess. I didn't see the whole thing, but he juked a guy and some, And I'm proud of them. They've worked their rear ends off all year for me. You can't really say much when you lose a game like this, especially a playoff game. But I'm still proud of them. I'm proud they're my team.
Coach, what was your mentality for choosing to defend that end zone that came out of the third quarter?
Because I like to do it that way.
Was it wind at all? Trying to make a game in the third quarter instead of taking the fourth?
Yep. Wind had nothing to do with it today.
What did you say on Adrian Peterson fumble? Was he carrying it loosely? Was it some of the same problems he had earlier this season?
I couldn't see.
In terms of defense and the way that your unit responded after having so much trouble with them the first game, I mean, what kind of adjustments were made and what was the difference today?
Well, we changed a lot of things, obviously. I thought we did a better job in coverage. We did a better job rushing. For the most part, we did a good job in the run game. Good job on third downs. We had a couple corners hurt on the one touchdown that they got, and we didn't play very good on the touchdown pass. But
how did you feel about Teddy's play? Considering the elements, obviously made it more difficult.
I thought he played better today. Threw the ball well. He had a couple tipped, but I thought he was taking what, he did what we asked him to do today. Take what the defense gave him and try to, convert third downs. We had a chance to win the football game. We didn't get it done. But
Mike, obviously a disappointing finish, but when you look at this season, do you think this team is, on the path you want it to be on?
Well, I think this team has proved a lot of things to a lot of people this year. You know, like I said the other day, there was only four teams with a better record than us heading into the playoffs. So we've done a lot of good things. The unfortunate part is each year is a different year. So just like whatever we did throughout the regular season didn't matter today. When we start back up in OTAs and start lifting in the winter stuff, none of that will matter. It's all about what the opportunity that you have and what you do with it. So I like this football team. I think we have a lot of great people on it, a lot of really good team guys that care, that work, that will bust their rear end. And so that's always a good place to start, but there's no guarantees about next year from where we're at. Well, the finish was disappointing, but you know, I thought we did a lot of good things this year. We had the best record of any team that's ever played in a temporary stadium. First playoff game ever in a temporary stadium. We won the NFC North for the first time in however many years. Did some good things.
When you have a game like this where you did pretty much what you were supposed to do and you didn't win when you really should have, are you going to still have that curiosity about how far this team could have gone or what you think it could accomplish?
Yeah, we'll never know. We did a lot of things that a lot of people didn't think we could have done. And I think that's what hurts the most, is that we don't get an opportunity to continue to do that.